Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are celebrating the 23rd anniversary of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And this is a really important podcast for any of you who are in a relationship where one is a man and one is a woman. Because as John Gray explains quite in detail in that book, men are from Mars and women are from Venus because we have different hormones that allow us to interact differently than the other gender. So, his question was, what happened in your relationship where at one point you couldn't wait to be in each other's arms? All you did was look forward to the next moment you would be with one another because you were in love. Or maybe you were just in an infatuation because that oxytocin hormone was allowing you to feel, well, relaxed and taken care of. And after a certain amount of time, I don't know, a few months, that hormone dissipates, and then the man goes into his cave, and the woman feels neglected and doesn't understand what is going on. What changed? Well, John explains to us that it is because the oxytocin hormone is not released after the infatuation period is over that we start showing a bit more of our real selves to one another. And sometimes that means when men get home from work, their testosterone is used up, they're exhausted, and they need to replenish it, which is why they go into their cave. Normally, it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with their own physiological needs. So how do you deal with this in a manner so that you don't get upset about it? Well, John has some ideas, and I know what I used to do when I was in this situation as well. Because my ex, when he came home, wanted nothing to do with me for at least a half an hour. He wanted that half an hour to meditate. And trust me, it was the best thing he could do. Because he was lovely to be around when he actually took the time to do his meditation. So this is what you need to do. Understand that men often pull away. They're like rubber bands. They get stressed out because they prefer to deal with their problems alone. Women, however, like to deal with their problems with other people, usually other women. Other women sometimes also like to be left alone. And most women can understand a man's need to pull away, but it still feels horrible to be ignored, abandoned, and neglected, even if this really isn't what's going on. For a relationship to be truly fulfilling to a woman, she needs to understand the very necessary male behavior and recognize what is a legitimate cave behavior and when he's simply trying to avoid conflict or responsibility. When a man is upset or stressed, he will usually stop talking and go into his cave. And no one is allowed in that cave, even his friends. And it doesn't mean there's a problem in the relationship. It just means he has a problem that he's trying to solve and isn't ready to talk about it. For most men, asking for help is the last thing they're going to do. They will remain in the cave until they solve the problem on their own, if they can do so. You need to understand that much of a male's self-esteem is based on his ability to solve problems. And, in so doing, accomplishing the things necessary to be a good man, a good partner, a good father. Once he's had enough time to come to a solution or realizes he needs assistance, he'll usually come out. So give him the space and the time that he needs in his cave. If, on the other hand, you feel there might be a bigger issue related to your relationship or maybe even to something that he's not willing to deal with, you need to communicate your feelings to him in a way that he can be open to hearing about it. Men do not recognize the word feelings, so don't speak about your feelings. Instead, talk to him in terms of what you think, what you believe. Women need to hear about feelings. So if you're a man, speak to a woman regarding her feelings. She'll be able to resonate with that a hell of a lot better than what you think she needs to do. Here are John's 3 quick tips to remember when you're trying to talk to a man that is in his cave. 1, be brief. You may even want to practice what you say before you talk to him. Be specific, being clear on what you want to say, and stay positive. If you find yourself getting angry or blaming him or turning it into an argument, telling him he's wrong, then this is the wrong time to talk. This is exactly the time to talk to a girlfriend or someone you trust to fully express your feelings. And you can return back to him when you can be positive and uplifting and helpful in the manner that best will help your man come back to you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.